This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Always to be in prayer, giving thanks in all circumstances. He makes all things beautiful in its time. He makes all things come together for us to be a grateful people, for us to stop and say thanks rather than always complaining about what is not going right for us. Gratitude should be so much a part of our life that we can enjoy the gifts that God has given us. Let's go to one more
passage. This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Mark chapter 1 and 35. And I believe this is one of the keys to enjoying the gift of life, is to stay connected to our Savior. Life can be hard, but we need to be connected with Jesus Christ. This is the example of Jesus. He says, Mark 1:35, very early in the morning while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Jesus was perhaps the most joyful person who ever lived. Wherever Jesus went, he brought celebration with him. He went to a funeral, raised the dead, and everybody was celebrating and dancing by the end of the funeral. Listen, we're not Jesus, but we're to copy him in some respects. And the key to the life of joy that Jesus lived is he was connected with his Father. In the same way as we stay connected,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Into the ability to enjoy the life that he has given us. How can we enjoy life apart from God? You know, God loves us too much for us to fully enjoy life with the absence of him in it. He loves us enough that he will actually send some misery our way until we get down on our knees and say, I need to walk in fellowship with my Creator. Not because God is a mean God, but because God is a jealous God. God is a
this is a
God.
Demonstration of Flip for Mac.
To walk in community with him. And so out of that desire, he wants us to be in communion and fellowship with him. And in that place of fellowship is where the joy is. In that place of fellowship is where we see the small blessings of life that we can enjoy day by day. The small conversations in the midst of a tough day where we say, ah, I see God's hand there. And it just lifts our spirit. Can I say that?
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Is Joel Osteen, and I don't want to get into it, but I don't fully agree with his theology, but I like his optimism. And there's a few depressed Christians who need to watch him a little bit more and just kind of get it. And I'm not a happy enough guy to try to imitate him. I can't smile enough and have. But again, he's captured a portion of Christianity that it's believing God to see us through. Now, I'm not talking theology. We'll have another.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
It's a whole different thing. But the Christian life is to be a walk of joy. It's to be a walk of being able to celebrate the goodness of God, and we can enjoy all things in his time, even as the writer of Ecclesiastes says that we can eat and drink and find enjoyment in all that we do. This is the gift of God. God wants us to bless us with that enjoyment.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
I don't know what he's saying lately, but that aside, can't miss that smile. We need to share some of that. Finally, preparing for our eternal time. Verse 11, I'm going to go back to a phrase in verse 11 that I skipped over. It says, he has placed eternity in their hearts, or to read the full phrase, it says, he also set eternity in the human heart.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
For more than this life. And there's more time, the time that this is most obvious is when there's a season of mourning or a season of grief. Without the hope of the resurrection, without the hope of eternity, life does not make sense. When there's a tragic death or some of us know of Rosina's son-in-law passed away just over a week ago. Last Sunday was awake. You know, you're seeing a father.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
One in high school, one in middle school, and you just say, why, God? But for eternity, that makes absolutely no sense. It's still a time of grief. It's still a time for tears for the family members. But in the middle of it all, there's a place for saying, but God is good. God has taken this young man to his eternal reward. And there is hope for a better life. eternity in their hearts.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
It's why all around the world people worship something or someone. You can't take religion from people altogether. Even atheism has become a form of religion in many ways. And yet people want to worship. People want to connect with something bigger than this life. Life makes no sense if all we have is the here and now and the physical things that we can feel and touch and experience. Life has to be more than that.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
As we look at verses 14 and 15, it says, I know that everything God does will endure forever. What God does last forever. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken from it. God does it so that people will fear him. So God is involved in the events of the human world so that we could see his hand, that we could reach out and seek to follow him and find a relationship with God.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And everything that happens here. And again in verse 15, whatever is has already been and whatever will be has been forever before rather, and God will call the past to account. God will have us answer for our life at one time. And in many ways, the Christian life is a calling for us to live in a way that we know that God sees all and God will reward and God
this
will,
is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Righteousness and our sin as well. God is calling us to follow him wholeheartedly. Let's turn to another passage, which is Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9. Again, this is a somewhat of a familiar passage to many of us. Hebrews chapter 9 and the last two verses, verse 27, 28.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Until we deal with the big issues of life, until we deal with the fact that God would have us live and live for him, and ultimately there is an eternity in his presence or separated from him. Hebrews 9:27 says, just as people are destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many, and he will appear a second time.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
To those who are waiting for him. So not only are we to die and stand before judgment, but we're to wait for his coming again. Jesus Christ is coming back, and he's coming for his own. And he's calling us to be prepared for that eternity. There's no guarantee for the future. There's no guarantee that we will live forever. But God is calling us to live in such a way that our time is lived in.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Our time here today is lived in such a way that there is a living forever and ever in the presence of God. And that's why Jesus came. Jesus came to die on a cross and to rise again, that we might be forgiven, that we might be restored in our relationship with God, and that our life and our time on this earth would be meaningful and filled with purpose in light of eternity. And so that is the calling for each of us.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Just a couple minutes earlier than usual, but let me end with this. When I was 10 years of age, I had a cousin who was kind of wild. He was an adopted kid, and he was always getting in trouble. I remember we were 10 years of age. He'd already found cigarettes and stuff like this, which you can imagine. He was always in trouble with different things. They would call them ADHD today.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
It was 1971 was when I was 10 years of age. But Norman was full of energy and mischief and all those kind of things. But when we were 10 years of age, he and two friends were digging a tunnel behind his house, and it collapsed. And he and one of the other boys died in that accident. And so I remember, reading later in a
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
About age 10 to even process what death means. So here I'm 10 years of age and faced with my friend, my cousin's death, and the reality of it. God in his grace allowed Norman to go forward at an altar call 2 weeks before his death. And so it was a comfort to the family, it was a comfort to others to say, you know, this kid had gone forward to accept
this Christ, is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And that was his family was a part of that church for years, and of course it was a difficult thing for him. But you know, I've reflected on that many times. You know, I probably would not have become a pastor if it wasn't for that event, because there's something about death that reminds us that we will not live forever. You know, and this, it doesn't matter, 10 years of age, 20, 40.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
And the only thing that we need to do in life is to make sure we're right with God. And if we're right with God, then whatever the future brings, you know, death may be the worst thing, but it may also be the best thing at the same time. We leave this life of pain and suffering, we're in his presence. Life does not make sense until you deal with the death issue for yourself and those you love. And that's what Christianity is all about. That we
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
On a cross for our sins, that we might have a hope for the future, that we don't have to guess what happens or wish for the best or hope that we're good enough, but we can say, no, Jesus died on a cross that my sins might be forgiven. When I receive him as Lord and Savior, I have hope that my eternity is taken care of, that I am a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's pray together.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Father, as we reflect on time, as we reflect on this day that you've given us, Lord, help us to recognize that only in Jesus Christ does life make any sense. Only in Christ and in his forgiveness is there the hope that we will spend eternity in your presence. And Father, I pray that each one of us today will have made that decision to say that we will follow Jesus Christ, that we will make Jesus our Lord.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Now, if there's anyone here who needs to say, I'm not sure what will happen when my time comes. I'm not sure if I'm ready for eternity. And I pray, Lord, that if that be the case of someone here today, that today would be a day of saying, I want to invite Jesus Christ to be my Lord and Savior. I want to be a follower of Jesus. And if that is your if that's your desire today, I just encourage you to say,
this is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Before, I invite Jesus to come into my life to be my Lord and my Savior. And in the quietness of these moments, you can be experienced what the Bible calls being born again, being born from above, experiencing the new life of Jesus. And Father, I pray that you would work in each of our hearts, that we would truly know that we are ready to meet our Maker. And Father, I pray that each one of us would live life with your presence with us.
This is a demonstration of Flip for Mac.
Give us, and that we would experience your presence through the valleys, through the grief, through the challenges that will come our way. Lord, be our comfort, be our strength, and continue to lead us. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.